This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, the Odyssey app. Oh, by the way, did the podcast go up yesterday? What's going on there, man? We got a couple of texts this morning.
Something happened with, it says it's still, like, converting from a file to whatever it does when it uploads it.
So that's no?
Yeah, well, I uploaded it, but it didn't convert for some reason. It's kind of weird.
Did you tell somebody?
What?
Nothing.
Did you tell anyone?
I just found out that it was like that this morning. I need to report it and all that
stuff.
Oh,
okay. All right.
They do, if you go to our website, alice1059.com, though, I posted a separate link, so the full show is up there. You just can't access it from the app.
Okay. So where do you go?
Alice1059.com and go to our show page.
Got it. All right. Everything's falling apart here at the Radio Ranch. I don't know if you noticed that, but when I was driving in, the show wasn't even on. There was not even nothing playing. I thought, my God, did our tower blow down? Yeah.
Thank God for you texters. We'd still be
off. We would have never known.
We'd still be off.
I thought there was an alarm that goes off or something.
It's a silent alarm.
Oh, it's silent?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. No, there used to be a light that flashed.
Yeah.
It doesn't
there
do it
used
anymore.
To be actually, even in the hall, there used to
like
be a
sirens.
Sound.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do.
I guess that was in here when it did. But there used to be a light that strobed.
There used to be a phone too. It was really loud. It'd ring when we were off the air.
Yeah. I guess we don't have that anymore.
We won't point any blame this morning on anybody.
Well, I don't know whose fault it was, but all I know is I was like, I literally was like, because last night was so weird, you guys. It snowed all night at my house.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
So bizarre.
Me too.
So bizarre.
I probably have an inch of snow on the ground.
So
this morning.
Weird.
Had none when I got home yesterday.
Now
I got an inch of snow on the ground.
Shut up.
Yeah, it snowed all night. Sure did. Snowed hard too. We went to Cheesecake Factory last night.
Ah.
Yeah. Because it being Lent.
Yes.
You know, coming
up. You get
to
gorge.
So she had to have something that you know that she can't have for 40 days.
Oh, what would she give up?
She gave up, this was weird, okay? She gave up red meat, okay?
Okay.
All right, if you don't know, today is Ash Wednesday, by the way, but you probably know that.
But don't you give up red meat on Fridays anyway or something?
I think so.
Because that's why there's a fish sandwich at McDonald's on Fridays.
I think you're right, Jamie. Now, I'm not up to date and up to speed on the whole Lent thing, but she gave up red meat, which makes no sense because if you're giving up red meat and you're going out to eat so you can gorge, the night before, what would you order?
Well, a big cheeseburger.
Red meat.
Right, a big cheeseburger.
Yeah. She ordered pasta.
Well, did it at least have like meatballs in it or something?
No, it was Alfredo.
Oh my God, really? That's so weird. Wait, you went there and she's giving up red meat? Well, I'm so confused.
Yes.
Why didn't you go to Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah. And then she put her foot down at dinner saying that I'm not allowed to buy any red meat for 40 days.
Oh, you're not either?
So now I'm forced to do it.
Wow.
That's not the way Lent works. You can't force it on somebody that's not Catholic.
That's ungodly.
It's ungodly. The Pope would not be happy with you.
No, he would not.
No.
Wow.
But yeah, that's how it turned out last time. I'm sitting there. I'm like, you ordered pasta. You gave up red meat. It doesn't even add up.
Why do I have a feeling during lunch for the next 40 days, you're sneaking off at like In-N-Out and stuff?
Dick sandwich, baby. Every single day.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's weird.
Your house should be its own reality show.
I swear, Jamie. I'm sitting there going, okay, wait a minute. I have to give up red meat because you gave up red meat?
What about her dad? He lives with you guys.
Oh, he uses the F word. No.
He doesn't have to give up red meat?
He didn't give it up nothing.
No.
He's not Catholic. He's not anything.
Well, you're not Catholic either.
No. I'll just go down and eat red meat with him.
You need to be more like Gus. Put your foot down, man.
Gus.
I feel like Gus has more of control of that household than you do.
Grandpa Gus doesn't play that game, man. He doesn't play that Lent game. It's not on his bingo card.
I didn't know that, man. in the king cake or whatever, there's, I think, a baby Jesus in there.
What is a king cake? I have no idea.
I think it's a cake for the king.
There's a baby in the cake?
Yeah, because my girlfriend is like hardcore Catholic, and she's raising her kids hardcore Catholic. And she said, oh, our king cake got stale, and I didn't even find the baby or something.
Yeah, they also call it a baby cake. It's king cake is also called a baby cake.
Like
you have a little baby in the cake. Yeah.
She said, I didn't even find the baby because it went stale.
Apparently, if you find the baby, you get good luck for that year.
Who donates the baby?
I don't know. I think you find it at a fire station.
Oh, too early. Way too early, Jamie.
I'm sorry.
Jamie.
What did I say?
Oh, my. What happened?
You ask where you get one. I happen to know.
Today is Colorado Pint Day.
Oh, yeah. And yesterday was 303 Day.
And Pancake Day.
And we missed 303 Day.
What is 303 Day?
I have no idea.
Are we going to take a break?
303 Day was Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday.
Okay. Somebody posted it that was yesterday.
All right, let's pull up Google. We'll come right back, folks. We'll try to clear some of this up. 303, we have no idea. I've never even heard of 303 Day.
Me either.
All right, I've lived here for 20 years. All right, this show, I swear.
It's together.
I don't even know why they pay us. I don't get it. I just don't get
it's
it.
Together.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105. 9 BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, what, March 5th? It is March 5th. Going to be an okay day today. A little bit cooler, but not too bad. And then we have light snow in the forecast, too, for a couple of days.
Yeah, I thought we were getting another doozy.
No.
No.
It's been called off, Jamie. Yeah.
They're just saying it's dusty.
Yeah, the doozy's been called off.
Damn it!
Yeah, they're calling it very weak storms.
Oh, really?
It's gone to that now. Yeah.
All right.
So that's what's in the forecast for the next couple of days. All right, I'm a little confused, okay? This king cake thing for Lent.
Yeah.
Or for... I don't even know if it's for Ash Wednesday or what it's for, but the king cake. You mentioned there's a baby.
Yeah.
There's a baby inside the cake. Is it a little bitty baby?
It's a little tiny baby.
And it's
not real.
It's a fake baby. I get it. In a cake. I get it.
Well, you have all the questions. I'm giving you the full detailed answers.
All right.
It's a teeny tiny fake baby.
According to Texnado, if you get the baby, you have to supply the king cake next year.
Well, that's not necessarily true because a lot of little kids get it. So it also means good luck.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha. What if somebody chokes on the baby?
Yeah, that's a problem. And I don't think that would be considered good luck.
Has anyone ever choked on the baby? Call us on the Texnado line.
I don't know. Well, they can't. They died.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you know someone that choked on the baby?
Because, again, that would be very bad luck.
Now, the other thing is this, the 303 day, okay? You ever Google something and then look really stupid or feel stupid? I just did it.
What happened?
303, March 3rd, 303.
Yeah. Right.
303 area code.
Area code, yep.
How come I didn't put that together? I don't get it. I look at it, I go, oh, okay.
I didn't even know when March 3rd was, to be honest. Everything is just like,
it was Monday. Yeah. All right, so we're 2 days behind 303 day.
Anyway, happy 303 day, but you can do belated. Yeah. So it's like a birthday. Happy belated 303 day.
You will be glad to know that we didn't miss anything because according to Google, there is no pageantry in town on 303 day.
Gotcha.
There's no parades, marching bands, horses in the streets, nothing like that.
Nothing? All right. Well,
so
good to know.
We're all good.
I did see, because we're doing St. Patrick's Day on the 15th, the parade, I did see another parade did the,
They did?
Yeah, but it was all dancing pandas.
Dancing pandas? Yeah.
Where was this?
It was like China.
We can steal it from China.
I know, but the reason why it went viral or whatever, because all the pandas were just kind of, just barely dancing, and then the one panda was getting crazy.
So there was one that was going full blown.
Oh yeah,
full
he
send.
Was going nuts. Yeah.
Hey Schmidel, can you see how many panda suits Ricky Brothers has?
I'll call him up. Yeah, I'll call Greg.
Panda suits.
Yeah,
Jamie's on to something.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
We're gonna do pandas in the street.
By the way, that word means apartment. Just so you know.
Oh.
Okay, so.
I don't even know what song you're talking about.
The one.
Bruno Mars and Rosé.
Yeah. Don't you want me like I want you, baby.
Do we play it?
Yeah, we're talking about we're going to put it on the parade.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew that it was for the parade, but I didn't know we played
it all the time. Yeah. Thanks for noticing.
Well, I'm deaf. I don't hear anything.
Are you going to get hearing aids?
No. I don't think so. There's a lot of things I don't want to hear. Especially at home.
I know, but it's so, like my girlfriend, her husband was in a band for years. Like and that's what happens to us because we wore these headphones on our heads for years, turned up too loud, and that's why I try to warn Carson that because he turns his up way too loud that he's gonna be deaf soon. Yeah. And they try to tell kids because you're wearing those iPods right along,
right in your ear.
Right in your ears. Anyway, and so her husband was in a band and he blew out his eardrums a long, long time ago. And she can't stand that he can't hear, and he's too proud to get ear whatever.
Like hearing aids.
My wife yells at me all the time, Jamie, because I can't hear. Okay. And because every time she asks something, I'll say, what?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Like Schmidel just
what?
Did.
Yeah. What? I do, but I don't hear it the first time. I just don't.
Are you sure?
But I don't understand.
Sometimes a what is just out of like it's just out of habit.
Huh?
Because if you say huh or what, it gives you a chance to think about your answer.
You are right.
Yeah.
You are right. There are times you hear it, but you do have that instant reaction of huh, what?
Okay. Right.
You are right about that. But 9 out of 10 times, I don't really hear
it. You don't hear it?
Uh-uh. And a lot of times she'll scream from another room, okay? And I really...
Scream?
You just wait. You just wait. You got a girlfriend. All the bliss will wear off one day.
Yeah, you're in the honeymoon stage right now.
Yeah. I don't know what he's up to. I have no idea. But here's what I don't understand. I get yelled at for not hearing it, but it's a handicap for me, okay? It is.
Well, you can fix it.
It's a disability.
And you can be like my friend, and you can fix it.
Jamie, my father-in-law, Grandpa Gus, has hearing aids, and he still can't hear.
No, you can if you turn him up. He just turns his down.
Plus, I'm not getting hearing aids. We're not going there yet.
I'm just saying, yet.
Yet.
I will fight it till the end.
I got you, man. Yeah. You know, as soon as you get those Social Security things in the mail, you rip them up.
Well, yeah. Plus, I don't think you can wear headphones with hearing aids.
AARP, up yours.
And plus, you know what I have missed since Chet passed away?
What's that?
Is hugging somebody and have them do that feedback.
Oh, yeah.
So then I can hug you and
you know, I might just get him for that. so it makes you feel better.
Okay, thank you.
Get that little feedback sound going.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to tabloid trash here. Meghan Markle. It was a big flop.
Oh, yeah. Even TMZ commented on it.
That was terrible.
Yeah. And TMZ said that they tried to take up for her because they feel bad for her, but they said they couldn't even take up for her on this one.
No, there's no saving it.
Yeah.
They got beat. She fell into, like, what, eighth place on Netflix or something like that? She got beat by the WWE.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oof.
She got beat by the WWE last night.
Wow.
And it wasn't like a big slam fest.
Yeah.
At the WWE. Oh, it was terrible, they said.
Man. Yeah. Did you watch it, Carson?
I made it through the first episode.
I'm so proud of you.
It was
that was his assignment.
It was terrible.
Right, get ready to give an update.
Yep.
All right, get ready to give an update. We'll be right back. Hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
People are still asking about the podcast. So, again, where can they find it there, Carson?
Alice1059.com and go to our show page.
Okay, and then you'll find it there. All right, and then somebody said, man, everything's great today. Odyssey app is just one blanket of blank, 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 blank. It keeps backing up for like 5 to 10 seconds, and then it just shuts off.
That's why it's free. Download it for your phone. It's free. Nobody would pay for this, all right? So download it today.
It's free. That's why.
Certain days, you could take us wherever you go.
Well, for 5 to 10 seconds. I'm sorry. It's been a day, folks. It's the whole thing.
It has been a Charlie Foxtrot from the time we walked in this morning.
It is.
It really is.
There's so much going on.
Scattered.
Yeah, it is true. All right. Last night, President Trump spoke, and I will just give you a few of my personal highlights, if you don't mind, my takeaways, because I am Switzerland in this group. So here's my takeaways. The weirdest thing, I've never seen anything like it. Republicans and Democrats don't like each other.
Yeah.
It is bizarre. It's like nothing I've ever seen. They just don't even like each other. And then this side claps, and then this side says boo, and then this side points, and then this side, some guy got kicked out. That was kind of fun. Some guy, I think on the Democrat side, he was real mad, and then they kicked him out, and then this side started going, no, 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 no,
no, no, no.
That was weird. Okay, we don't have to sing the whole song. Anyway, so they did that. And
he should have hit somebody with that cane.
Yeah,
it would have made it better. That's primetime TV there.
He should have gone up and hit the president with this cane. He looked like he was going to. So that guy that got kicked out is starting articles of impeachment against Trump. And so that happened. And then also Trump was talking about something. I don't even know what it was because I was looking at my phone. And all of a sudden I look up and something flew out of his mouth onto his sleeve. It was a chunk of food.
No.
And it went flying out of his mouth onto his sleeve. And it stayed there for like, I don't know. 20 minutes, and my girlfriends and I were all talking about. We're like, "Oh my god, that like Melania, give him a like, do a thing like you know, take third base, you know, do like kind of this slide on third base."
Well, they had a shrimp cocktail before the speech.
So I was thinking maybe he had a mint room. Because it was big, white, and
a
chunky.
A mint?
Yeah, it was white and chunky.
Oh, could have been.
And so maybe he had a mint before he went out to you know shake hands, and it got caught in like one of our taste spaces.
Yeah,
and that's. And it landed on his jacket, and it just stood there like a wrinkle, like, brr, 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 brr. It was talking
the whole time. And you texted me last night, and you know what? I am the same way. I could not eat without getting it on my clothes.
I know.
I just can't.
That's why I said you have a lot in common with Trump.
Yeah, I do. I do. Because anytime I eat, my wife is always complaining about me, food going everywhere.
And then Boobert, she was dressed like she was an escort. She looked great. I'm not going to lie. She looked absolutely fantastic. Her body looked amazing in that dress. But boy, was she looking like an escort.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot for that crowd.
I think she was expecting Kid Rock to pick her up.
Maybe so.
They had an after date after the speech.
I mean, it was a really tight dress, and it was really fitted. And it just looked like... Do you know where you are? And so anyway, so those were my highlights of last night's speech. Really some great moments, like when the little boy, his name was DJ. He has brain cancer. He's always wanted to be a police officer, and he was the Houston police made him, you know, a police officer. But then last night they made him an FBI agent, I believe, or CIA.
That was cool.
Yeah, so that was nice. Yeah. And that's really the only moment that I was like, wow, that was nice. I mean, not in any kind of negative way, either for or against or whatever. It was just a lot. And so then I went to, because it was so long, I went to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which was great. Oh, my God. Kyle's husband, Mauricio, was seen kissing, because they're separated, separated. Like, they're on a break.
Right.
A friend's break. Mauricio was seen at an airport in the Mackinac, and he was making out with some girl that had a thong on with a sheer, like, dress over it.
No kidding.
Yeah, she was, like, 20, and he's, like, 60. The scandal. You would like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You could see thongs and little skinny dresses.
No, I'd rather watch Lauren Boebert.
Boebert. It's Boebert.
Yeah, Boebert.
And then the other show that came on after that, and I caught a little bit of it, was Denise Richards has a new reality show out. And it is weird to see Denise Richards. She was married to Charlie Sheen. She had two daughters with Charlie Sheen. And then if you remember, she took over when Brooke, Charlie's second wife, when Brooke had the twins, and she went to rehab because they found meth at her house and all that.
Yeah.
Then Denise Richards took custody of those kids for a while, the two little boys, the twins. And so now it's weird to see them grown up, that Bob kid, Bob Sheen.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, 16 now. And Brooke, man, she looks rough. Woo! Because they all had lunch together because that's her kids' brothers, technically. And so, man, she... You can tell that she had some meth in her system sometime for a while. Remember how beautiful she was? And then they found that, like, that Reynolds wrap and that spoon and stuff, whatever that stuff was for.
I don't remember the specifics of it. I remember when she had to take the kids.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was pretty good. And so they say Charlie Sheen's going to show up in it, too, in this new, Denise Richards show. We'll see what happens. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, did you guys see the big blow-up doll of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
That is...
Can you buy that?
I don't know.
I want to put that in my front yard.
That is weird and narcissistic.
What exactly? Is there a Skim shop or something in New York?
They're promoting her new bathing suit line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there is a gigantic size, 60 feet, a 60-foot blow-up doll of Kim Kardashian in Times Square. And she's laying on this post. Well, the balloon is laying on a like this thing sideways, laying down in a brand new bikini that she's trying to sell, a 60-foot bikini.
It's a great balloon.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
They should put that in the Macy's Day Parade. Fill it up with helium. Put some strings to it.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Down Broadway, baby.
What a great time for Thanksgiving.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
No. Yeah. Put it right behind SpongeBob.
Yeah. You know, we should write them and see if we could put it in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Absolutely. Oh, we'd love to have that.
Yeah. Might hit some power lines, but whatever. It's a little top heavy and bottom heavy.
That bottom's
or
big.
Or we just put wheels on it and make it our float.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just ride
her. We'll ride on her.
We'll ride Kim.
You can wear her. You can ride on her left boob. I'll ride on her hip. It's like one of those toboggans in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
You know that they pull behind the boats?
Right.
Yeah. The banana boat.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of uses for this balloon.
She could be a gigantic banana boat.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get that, Spadell.
Yeah.
Can you look into that?
Yeah. I'll call Skims right now.
Okay. Yeah. See if we can borrow it. 15th.
It looks
15th downtown.
It's ridiculous, right? It's crazy.
I like it.
Yeah, so people are mocking her, though, saying this big balloon in the middle of Times Square. It says even the balloon is embarrassed. Aw.
Well, it just looks so cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a balloon. Now, I understand if they did some type of sculpture, you know. Well, I don't even know if I'd understand
like
that.
Like a sand sculpture?
I don't know. Something.
In Times Square?
Well, something.
Yeah. No, they just
blew the balloon.
It up. Well, it's like, I mean, she is like a blow-up doll, so it kind of works.
Yeah.
You know, everything about her is fake.
Yeah.
So, the others dubbed the giant balloon terrifying. And some people said, run for your life.
Oh, and it's in the middle of Times Square.
Yep, sure is. It's right there.
That's a pretty good placement.
And then finally for you, they are saying that Gene Hackman and the wife Betsy, his wife Betsy, did not do a companion suicide. That's according to one guy who says he has done autopsies his whole career. He said this is not how people die when they do a companion suicide. They're usually in bed. They die together. It's, they agree that this is how we're going to go. And he said it just is too weird that one is in the front room, in the mud room, and he obviously fell down. And then somebody else is in the bathroom, and she's obviously fallen down. And he said, in his whole life, this is absolutely not showing signs of that.
I just don't understand how they can't figure this out.
I know.
I mean, I watch a lot of crime shows. They figure this stuff out quick.
They do.
And for some reason, they cannot figure this one out. And that whole suicide thing, what was it called? Companion?
Yeah.
Companion suicide. Yeah, it doesn't make sense simply because she's in the bathroom. Pills are scattered. She's on the floor. Pills don't operate that quickly. Okay? You don't take a bunch of pills and fall over. Okay? It doesn't work that way. So something just isn't right here.
And it didn't say they were regurgitated.
No.
They
say they are prescription, which leads you to think they're painkillers of some type.
Well, I thought it was something different. I thought like maybe she was feeling sick, and if you've ever been sick, like if you've taken semaglutide, and you're so desperate to find your anti-nausea medicine, you're just so like dizzy and sickly, and you're looking for it. That's what my guess is.
Well, maybe because I've been thinking of it in the way that he died first. And she died second. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe she actually had something happen to her that she fell and died, and he was going out the door.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Or the mudroom to go get help of some type, and then he died. I don't know.
Or maybe he didn't know she died and he fell down.
Could have been.
I don't know, you guys.
It's weird.
I will tell you this. My dad, was 84 when he passed away. And he and his girlfriend, they were out on the dock. And they both fell down on the dock. And my dad said they thought they were going to die there. Because they could not get up to sit. Because it was really, it's a floating dock.
Yeah.
And it was really wavy. And the dock kept doing, was wavy.
So they couldn't get their balance
or anything.
So every
time they tried to get up, one of them would fall down. And he said it was just so terrifying. Because they literally thought they were going to die out on that dock.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're not going on that dock when it's wavy anymore. So yeah. Who knows? I don't know. Crazy. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget St. Patrick's Day. It's Saturday the 15th, not this Saturday.
No.
Saturday the 15th. We'll be at the parade. Details coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Ash Wednesday. Do you say it like that?
All I do is I give everybody a public service announcement that if you see somebody with ashes on their forehead, please don't lick your, thumb and try to wipe it off and tell them, oh my God, you got something on your forehead. Cause I've seen that happen and it's very offensive.
Absolutely great advice.
Thank you.
Jamie, thank you.
Yeah, we're a public service entity here.
You know, I would never remember that every year, but you seem to remember it. Very vividly.
Yeah, well, because I watched somebody do it to somebody and they were mortified. So don't go home and tell your wife she's got some black stuff on her on her forehead and lick it and try to.
Now, yesterday was Fat Tuesday. Did you fatten up any? Did you fatten up? Anybody fatten up yesterday?
I've never eaten so much food in my life.
Did you really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. I thought that maybe you didn't.
Nope, I went full throttle. Because I'd bought groceries.
Yeah.
And so I ate, look at this. This is what makes me mad about King Soopers.
What is it?
Okay? It's celery.
Well, that's not a Fat Tuesday menu item. Celery?
I ate more celery and watermelon than I ever have in my life.
Jamie, that is not Fat Tuesday.
Can I just bitch about something real quick? So I got a bunch of fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. And so one of the things is pre-cut celery. And they put it in this plastic cup with peanut butter, okay? They give you a little thing of peanut butter that you can dip your celery in, right? So I open it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be delicious. And then I open it, and in the middle of it, they've cut the one celery stalk. They've cut the top of the celery stalk off, the one with the leaves, and they've stuck it in the middle and hid it around little chunks of celery. What a ripoff!
You kind of deserve it.
No, I don't.
People that buy that stuff in those containers like that that they've cut up for you, it's way expensive.
It was $3. Expensive.
I'm just saying.
$3 for celery. One stalk of celery.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying you kind of deserve
it. I got the peanut butter.
I've never tried peanut butter and celery.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good?
I like cream cheese better.
Yeah,
a lot
of people do the both.
Yeah, but peanut butter's fine. Yeah, it's $3. It says fresh cut in-store celery and peanut butter cup. But they put the stalk in the middle. What a crock of crap that was. Anyway, yeah, I ate a lot.
Write a letter.
I will. No, I kept this. I kept this stalk, and we're going to take a picture and send it to him.
Are you really?
Wait, it's a ripoff.
You're going to go that far with it over celery in a
are you kidding?
Bucket.
That is ridiculous.
Honestly, they'll probably give you a refund.
Yeah, they
probably
will. They are pretty good about that. Because one time my organic apples had a wax coating on them. Really? And that's organic? I don't think so.
Did you get a refund?
Yeah, I did.
On waxed apples?
Yes. If they were waxy, they're not organic.
I'm a lazy refunder.
When I
get something that needs to be taken back, I never take it back. I'm a lazy refunder.
Smash. Well, all you have to do is tweet it, and they give you a refund.
I'm lazy. I can't even tweet it, Jamie. Once I realize that I've been taken or hosed, I didn't get what I wanted. Yeah. I just toss it to the side and move on. I don't let it consume me. All right, Colorado Pint Day is today. I don't know how all these breweries make it.
I
don't get it. I mean, there's over 100, and I know a lot have closed, but there's over 100 participating today in this pint day, which you pay a reduced price. You get a pint, a glass, and all this stuff.
Don't you take your glass, brewery to brewery or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never participated. I don't know exactly. All I'm saying is this. How do we support so many breweries? How much beer are we drinking in this town?
Well, I will tell you this. As far as the National Baseball League goes, we're fifth in the country.
Oh, we are.
For beer consumption.
I think when it comes to breweries, we might be number one.
Yeah.
As far as how many are here.
I think we are.
Yeah, because you have a lot with these ski resorts and stuff in these towns, okay? So there's a lot out there, but it's not a cheap venture to be in. Didn't we know somebody here that had a brewery?
Yeah, Taya's and her husband owned Grist.
And the equipment, the ingredients, I mean, you've got to do it right in order for it to work. And all of it's so expensive. I don't know how they make it.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, they don't have that anymore. They don't have theirs anymore, but they sold it or something. I can't remember what they did. But anyway, yeah, and then you have all the byproducts. I didn't even realize that. You have byproducts from breweries, and like kind of like, I don't know, beer sludge or something.
Yeah.
And you have to find a way to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with it.
I don't either.
Maybe it works on a garden or something.
I think it does.
Yeah.
You find farmers to take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know.
Well, happy beer day. Happy beer day to all. All right. You complained about that. This is not a complaint, okay? This is just, I'm just astounded by this. T-Mobile has sent me a bill. Because I switched from T-Mobile. I wasn't unhappy with T-Mobile at all. They're good. They really are good. But I'm an Xfinity guy because, you know, I endorse them.
Right, right.
So I made the switch because of that reason. Now, Jamie endorses T-Mobile, okay, or did for a while. Mm-hmm. And they're a good company. This is not a complaint about them. But they sent me a bill, the final bill that they, you know, itemize at the end where, you know, how much you owe. I owe them 1 penny.
Let me see that.
A penny?
Check this out. Check this out. I owe one.
Oh my God! Point.
One penny.
1 penny. I see it. I'm looking at it. You don't have to. I'm right here.
This
see it.
This bill is 4 pages. Every line says 0000. 1 penny.
1 penny.
1 penny.
That is
total
your final
due,
one penny.
Now, if I don't pay this,
yeah.
Well, they send me to collections.
Well, you know, here's the problem is obviously their systems don't have any kind of catch on them, like, you know, something over 10 cents or whatever. Because to me, I program it where over 10 cents, it doesn't send out a bill because that's just not economically.
Well,
like,
it costs more
smart
to send it.
Correct. And so I would write that in the program. So they obviously haven't done that, which means that they haven't caught their glitch. And so that could be sent to collections, technically, I guess.
I'm going to test it.
No,
I'm not gonna
don't
pay it.
Over
no,
just
a penny.
Get a piece
I'm
of tape.
No.
Get a piece of tape and a penny and just put it, stick it on
yeah
there. Because, I mean, you don't, like, literally, even a transaction, electronic transaction, uses more energy.
I know. One friggin' penny.
Yeah, that is crazy.
What did you think, though, that if I do let it go to collections, okay, somebody at collections will flag this and say, give me a break. We're not doing this. Well, we're not going to collect on this dude for 1 penny.
It wouldn't be worth it wouldn't be worth their time unless they're going to get late fees, which, you know, $30 here, $20, and then they get enough money.
They just piled on.
And it's like you're
top.
The joke at the collection agency.
This guy owed a penny. Now he owes $5,000.
When I first saw this, I thought of your royalty check.
Yeah.
Because you often get a check for that movie you did.
Yeah.
Rockstar, by the way,
mm-hmm,
folks, if you haven't seen it yet.
Starring Jennifer Aniston, Mark Wahlberg, and Jamie White.
It's a great movie.
But you got to really wait till the end, see all the outtakes, because that's where Jamie really shines.
That's where I shine.
Yeah, she shines. But she gets a royalty check every now and then. And it's what, a penny?
Sometimes it's been a penny.
It's been a penny before.
Been a penny.
When I got this bill, I thought, maybe I'll take Jamie's check she gets in royalties and pay my penny bill.
I have that Warner Brothers check, the one that was for a penny. I have it stapled in my garage because I think I have that and my COVID test that's positive. I have weird stuff in my garage on the walls. I have my positive COVID test right on the corner, and then underneath, now think of that. That's my snot right there hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, I have a Warner Brothers check for 1 penny. It's
great.
Like my museum in my garage.
My wife, when she opened up this bill for 1 penny, she laughed and laughed and laughed. Like, what do you do? Do you go over to their store, just drop a penny on the counter?
I know, right?
With the bill? What do you do with it?
That is so weird. I think you call them. Maybe just call them.
Ah, come on, we can clear this up, can't we?
Yeah, they can just zero it out, right? I mean, unless she, that would be interesting. You got to, like, call them and say that you're going to record them and see what she tells you to do. Will you do that so we know?
Yes.
I want closure on this.
You know
this.
What? That might be a great idea because I can do it on my phone. I could just record the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that.
And
I might
tell,
just see
you that you're recording it.
Yeah. Maybe I start an argument with them. You know what? You take that penny and shove it up your.
Well, you don't need
just to see how far they go with it. Just, you know, just to be that guy. Be that guy.
That would be interesting to see what the outcome is. Yeah, so do that.
Carson watched the Meghan Markle show last night on Netflix. He loved it.
Loved.
Oh my gosh.
Five stars.
He won't shut up about it off air. It's just Marco, Marco, Marco. I'm so sick
of
hearing about it.
Did you hear what he said to me?
What?
Jamie, I swear to God, you're not even going to believe this, but you could make the pasta salad.
No kidding.
Yeah. He said it's amazing. He and Bree made it last night after watching the show. They loved it.
It's so simple.
The Marco reviews are not that good this morning from what I'm seeing, but Carson loved it. And he'll give you the best parts of the show so that you can see it coming.
Yep.
When you're watching the show, we'll do it next right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can't wait. Can't wait.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Okay, let's do this first, but we got to get to Meghan Markle.
Wait, I know, but I got to say a happy birthday to Tinley. My God.
All right, go ahead.
Happy birthday, Tinley.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday again?
Well, it was actually yesterday. You're right.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
But then we were in the middle of something. I was like, happy birthday, Tinley, like yesterday. And then I cussed, and then it was just a debacle, so I didn't get a chance to really say it correctly.
Oh, that's right. You used the S word
there. I did. Yeah.
Boy,
yesterday.
That was a bad little flub.
Well, you didn't even hear it. You went, what? And I was like, nothing.
Well, I'm deaf.
I know.
I got this tendonitis stuff.
You do. You need to go to all those doctors that are women.
I got that ringing in my ears.
Although I did see, and I think I mentioned this, all those doctors that are women, the ear doctor place, they added one poor dude in the lineup. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
So it's all women, and there's like 20 of them, right? They all deal with this ear issue. And then there's one poor guy like...
He probably threatened to sue him because he didn't have a dude on
there.
You know how that works.
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's get to Meghan Markle. Last night, it was the debut of the Netflix series. What's it called again?
With love.
Yep. With love. With love. Meghan Markle. Oh, yeah.
Is this the theme song or something?
Yeah, this is the intro to the show.
Nice.
We're going to hear her come in here.
Like a breath of spring you came.
Oh. A lot of blackberries. They come in fast.
This is her, yeah.
So it's a little bit of a daily job this time of year to harvest berries.
She's making jam.
It's a lot of fruit.
It's her jam.
Yeah. Because jelly doesn't shake like that.
Like a breath of spring.
What?
I don't know. It's some saying about jam. It's jam because jelly doesn't shake that way. Woohoo!
What?
All right, listen.
Wait, what?
It's something.
I thought it was jelly because jelly shakes that way, not jam.
I don't know.
Jelly would shake. Jam wouldn't,
Fidel,
right?
Can you look up jelly and jam shaking? See what the real saying is?
I don't know.
It's used in strip clubs a lot.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think it's a strip club thing.
It's a creepy saying.
I think so. But
It must be jelly because jam doesn't shake like that.
Yeah.
You said it the opposite.
Oh.
Let's make some jam.
Okay.
All right, Carson. Big Meghan Markle fan.
Huge.
Come on. I mean, Suits, come on. I mean, one of the best shows on planet.
God.
And
I mean,
she was phenomenal in that.
All right. So it's all yours, buddy. All right, watched it.
My only regret is that I could only get through the first episode. That's it. I didn't have time to watch them all.
Oh, wow.
But I cannot wait to watch them all. Like the blueberries, I don't even know about the blueberries yet. All I know is the first episode starts off and she's beekeeping.
She's a beekeeper.
She's a beekeeper. She's been doing this for years. Apparently, I didn't even know this. Did you know that bees, they only live 4 to 6 weeks?
Whoa!
That's it.
Really?
That's it.
And she learned this over her 1 year of beekeeping?
Oh, she learned a ton of stuff. I mean, they literally have a ton of honey that they made in this beehive, and they harvested it. She made candles with her friend. They came over.
Oh, beeswax?
She melted down the beeswax.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. They put it in a pot. They melted it down the old-fashioned way, and then they made candles.
Oh.
This is like watching Pinterest.
It really is.
Come to life.
I mean, come
right
on.
In front of you.
And it's just a genuine honey smell. You could almost smell it through the TV.
Yeah.
You know, like I felt like I was there.
And so did you go to the cupboard and find your little bear and start sniffing
him? You know what? I poured some honey just to see the consistency, see if it was the same as on the show.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, I have fake honey.
Right.
They had genuine honey that was just harvested from a bee.
I did not expect this. I thought this show was going to flop. I said it yesterday.
Well,
nobody's going to watch it. It's going to probably flop. He loved it. Carson loved it. I can't wait to see it.
TMZ gave it horrible ratings.
Did they?
Yeah. And they said that we always try to take up for Meghan because we feel like she's picked up. But we just can't in this case.
You know what? Harvey doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay? Let me go on record. This is one of the best shows. I would guarantee to say this is better than Suits.
Whoa!
And Suits is one of my all-time favorite shows.
A lot of
shows.
People love Suits.
I mean,
no kidding.
Phenomenal.
I did not expect this from you. I thought you'd come in and it'd be kind of, because I know you're a Markle fan, so I know that you would lean to give it a chance.
She has a special place in my heart, yes.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but I'm just saying. And I didn't realize that you would, it would be such a teaching show, you know? Oh,
no, and then the coolest thing ever is like, and you know, you would think that this is all the stuff, like, who's actually going to go harvest beeswax and do all this honey stuff? I actually looked up, it just sparked something in me, Hudson Gardens, I don't know if you know this, but they actually do community beekeeping. You can have a beehive at Hudson Gardens, and I think I'm going to apply and see if I can start doing this. You
Are
can
you
do
serious?
It. I swear this is a thing at Hudson Gardens.
Really?
Yes, it's a community beehive, and you can go and have a beehive at Hudson Gardens. You just have to apply for it and actually get accepted into the program.
I hope we can push this forward.
Wow.
You can be a beekeeper and have
Dude,
the outfit.
I want to get the suit and everything, man. I want to make my own candles.
Yeah, and jam.
And jam. You could make so many things. And then, and you would think, you know, she's making all this extravagant food. No, even Jamie can make something.
Take
a recipe from Meghan Markle, because even though you don't have an oven.
Even Jamie?
That was kind of
a slap.
Well, you don't have an oven that works. So, you know, cooking is very...
challenging?
Yeah, challenging for you.
Thanks for helping him.
So she made this pasta dish, and it's so simple. You just slice some tomatoes, right? Pour some olive oil all over it, and you put the pasta, uncooked pasta, okay, right on top. You put it in a skillet. It's an all-in-one skillet pasta.
Skillet?
Yeah.
Skillet pasta?
Yeah, skillet pasta. It's all in one. It's very simple. Then you put boiling hot water on the pasta. Let it sit. You don't have to do anything.
Okay, I did hear about this on TMZ, this pasta salad. They said it was the dumbest, simplest pasta salad you've ever heard it in your life, and they made it on a $20 million estate.
Meghan Markle is for the people. Okay? She's trying to cut costs.
Relatable. Oh, my God.
Like a breath of spring you came.
And a lot of blackberries. They come in fast. So it's a little bit of a daily job this time of year to harvest berries.
All right, there you go. You've got the official review.
Oh, somebody said if she really had a special place in your heart, then you would know her name as Meghan Sussex.
Oh. Meghan, I am so sorry.
That's a big mistake. It really is.
I mean, she pointed out that it was the first thing she said last night.
I apologize. Say, Jamie, that your name is everything?
Your name is everything. It's all you own.
It's all you own.
It's all you really own.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
That's why it's so offensive when BJ doesn't remember people's names.
Yeah.
Is because your name is really like what you are about and what you represent. That's your name. And when you call somebody Nancy and her name is not Nancy, that was offensive to that woman.
No, you're dead
Jane.
Right, Betty.
Her name is Jane.
Yeah,
she worked here for 20 years.
All right, I get it. I get it. All right,
I called her Nancy, and she thought he was kidding.
Some of the reviews we're seeing not good. Carson says it's a must watch.
I don't know what they're talking about. They weren't watching the same show I was watching.
We really got to the
core of Meghan Sussex.
That was well said.
That was the core.
The core.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
All right, there you go. Might want to check that out on Netflix today. Work your day around
Must
this one.
Watch.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so disappointed in Carson. I'm not. That's what it says on text.
What?
Tomato.
Oh, wow.
I'm so disappointed in Carson. Is Carson smoking weed? I thought he wasn't into that.
Oh, jeez.
Carson, what were you watching? I gave that show 2 minutes, and I had to bail. It was terrible. We're talking about the Meghan Markle series on Netflix.
Hey, no. To Carson's, to your defense on this, you can't really slam Carson if you just watch 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's true.
That's not fair.
You didn't get the full effect of it.
Oh, right. You're taking up for Carson. That's sweet.
Well, I'm just
I've never
saying
seen that,
that
happen.
Well, I'm a man of common sense.
Yeah.
And you cannot write us and call him names like you're calling him. And those are nasty names, by the way. You cannot do that. When you only saw 2 minutes, it's not fair.
Because you know, a lot of people gave up on Yellowstone because the first episode was, it was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
But once you got past the first episode, it was like the best series ever. So it's kind of like that. You got to just give it some
time. The Meghan Markle series is like Yellowstone.
Listen.
Is there cowboy sex?
Okay. Suits is one of my favorite shows, and it rivals Suits.
Right. Do you see her boobs?
Yeah.
Because on Yellowstone, that's all you see is what's her name's boobs?
Yeah. Beth.
Yeah. So do you see Markle's?
No, but she shows a lot of arm in the first episode, which I liked.
A lot of arm?
Yeah.
When she's cooking?
Yeah, she's mixing stuff.
That's kind
she's got no sleeves on. I'm like, oh, Megan.
Markle arm.
Wow. Woo.
Some of that Sussex skin.
Yeah, that's
Some Duchess
hot.
Of Sussex arm.
Let's see here. Wow. Carson just came out of the closet again.
Oh,
wow. Well, there's no need for that.
Wow.
Can't you be cultured?
Let's see here. Wow. Is Carson still drunk from the Avs game last night?
I did go to the Avs game last night. Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
That's why you only got to see one episode.
Yeah. I just had no time.
Mm. I'm not going to read that one. All right.
Yeah, there's some bad ones on
Wow,
here.
You guys, you and BJ, Jamie, hate people so much. You two love for people to fail. I appreciate that Carson enjoys Megan.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. I have no take on it at all.
You should watch it. You'd love it.
Carson, I watched a few episodes, and I also loved it. Everyone else are just haters and jealous of her.
Thank you.
Wow.
Preach. Maybe right. We can have a watch party together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hey, that would be cool for you to put together a watch party somewhere.
Yeah, we can all talk about it. It's like a book club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make the recipes.
Yeah. Or what's that game that my friends play that it sounds like Drunko?
Bunko.
Monko.
She calls it, she has to go to
Drunko
tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, put together a watch party,
yeah.
You and your buddies.
Yeah, that's
maybe
you
down
and your buddies.
Tracks or something.
You think any guys are going to watch? Is that the gay bar?
Oh, geez,
you at Tracks having a watch party. I like that idea.
Yeah. Together, watch party at Tracks. Wouldn't that be awesome? Come join Carson.
I am excited to hear about his beekeeping, though. I didn't know you could rent a beehive at Hudson Gardens.
Hudson Gardens. You can literally do your own beekeeping.
Did you see the beekeeping scene last night? Didn't look it up, and that's how you found
it? Yeah, it inspired me. I mean, she's making candles. She made a honey lemon cake.
Whoa.
That was the final thing that she made, and it's all from this honey. She made everything with honey.
What?
She's self-sustainable.
Think about that. Think about all the things she made. She made candles. She made cake. She made this pasta, put some honey in it. All kinds of stuff.
Man.
Wow. All right.
I mean, it is kind of an interesting thought that you can rent a hive.
Yeah.
My friends, they rent a horse stall. They rent a horse. Have you ever heard of this?
I have heard of that.
It's expensive, isn't it?
She leases a horse for her daughter to compete. And all they have to do is they have to go and clean out the stall and, you know, act like it's their stall, but it's not. And they lease a horse, but it's not their horse. That is crazy to me. But that's what you do when you live in the burbs, is you go out to these farms and you're like, yeah, see that one? That one's mine.
We literally, like right outside our neighborhood, is a horse rental place. They
really?
Have the stalls and everything.
That's
the horses.
Brilliant
and you can
business
have,
plan.
You can have like 6-7 people that actually own the horse.
Oh, it's like a timeshare?
Horsey timeshare.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's very common in horse racing.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a timeshare on horses?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you know
I could own like 15% of this certain horse?
Did you also know that the major airlines lease their tires?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Tires?
Tires.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you just buy your tires?
That's what I thought. They lease their tires. Man. And so did NASCAR.
Huh.
They lease them.
They lease them.
They lease them. Yeah.
No, it is.
Maybe it's like rent to own.
Yeah. We're getting away from one of the greatest shows ever, according to Carson.
Megan
you see him over here jumping around like, I got to say more about Markle.
Right.
I wish I had more to talk about, but I only saw one episode, so I can't wait to get into it today.
Are you going to watch one today?
I might watch all the rest of the 7.
Today?
Yeah, if I got time.
Maybe we do another update tomorrow.
All right, but just on one. Okay.
Yeah, let's just do one.
Okay, episode 2 tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it at 7:15 tomorrow.
Because between you doing that and me talking about Richards, what's her name again?
Oh, Denise Richards.
Whoa.
What?
You watch Housewives too, don't you? Join Cars to the Track Friday night.
No, actually, that's not true about The Real Housewives. Every husband is forced to watch it. I'm not even kidding. Even Pete is on Jamie's Bravo Bunch.
See, that's the worst. He participates. He's like, hey, man, did you see that when she did that thing?
It's true. Oh, my God. My friends, all their husbands are forced to watch Real Housewives. And they hate it so much if all of us go out or whatever. They're like, if I have to watch Southern Charm one more time. I'm like, oh, my God, you watch it? He's like, I have to because it's a compromise. I have to watch that. So then she watches Full Swing with me. I'm like, okay. Mm. Yeah.
Some neighborhood. It's not like that in Littleton, Colorado.
Oh, that's right. You no, are. No.
We own that place.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, run that house.
Yeah.
King of my castle.
You don't even know how to turn on Netflix.
No, I don't. I don't watch Netflix.
It's just so weird to me.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow at 7:15, Carson will give us episode 2.
Yeah, be here.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There was a bunch of stuff that... hold on. That Kim Kardashian blow up doll thing. Man, it's getting a lot of
It's not that way though.
What would you call
it? It's an advertising prop in New York.
Has it been blown
60
up?
60 feet.
Has
long.
It been blown up?
No, you make it sound like it's something that Schmidl would order. Okay?
I would order that. It's a 60 foot inflatable doll.
It is a 60 foot inflatable doll.
Why wouldn't I order that? It's Kim Kardashian.
You can't get it through your front door.
I don't need it. I can put it in the backyard or something.
He'll just lay on one boob. It's the size of him.
Yeah.
Right, my bad. I'm obviously not seeing it.
All right, so here's the thing, just so you know what we're talking about. Kim Kardashian put in front of, there's an installation in front of Times Square, in Times Square. It's a 60-foot blow-up of Kim Kardashian, so I call it a blow-up doll because
as a blow-up doll expert, that is a blow-up doll. Yeah, it's 60-foot blow-up doll.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. My apologies. I just don't live in that world.
Yeah, don't go against the expert.
Okay, I'm not the blow-up doll world, okay?
Anyway, but she doesn't go like this, No, she's just like, 60 feet of Kim Kardashian. She's in a little bitty bikini. It's because she's promoting Skims. Oh, my God. There is, and I know I've talked about this. There's a woman that orders Skims, and she tries to, Skims are, it's like Spanx. You put it on, and it just holds everything in, like, super duper tight. Right, and this woman, she buys some Skims, and she tries to put it over her, and it rolls up into a little ball and goes around her fat and her stomach, and it's like somebody sucked in a hula hoop as tight as they could and cinched it in because it's all the fabric all rolled up, and she can't get out of it, and her husband has to come in with scissors, and he can't get under the between her skin and the nylon. He can't get it without like kind of cutting her, and so then he starts to take a razor blade and just cut at the top.
Oh my God.
And then he finally pulls it apart, and you should see her. It was like, poof.
I'm free.
Oh my God. Those things are tight. I think that it would, like, I don't know, it could smash your liver or something.
It's like a roll of biscuits just popping over.
Yes. Yes. Exactly like that. Anyway.
When you hit them on the counter.
Yeah.
Boom. People are saying it's disgusting. It won't sell any bathing suits. It's ridiculous. It's narcissistic. Some people are saying run. Some people are saying that even the doll looks embarrassed. Yeah.
We're trying to get it for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Exactly.
We want to put wheels on it and use it as a float.
As BJ said, we're all going to ride Kim.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
I wonder, I mean, what are they going to do with it? Well, she'll probably keep it. Put it in her
yard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? Shaun White is kicking off this really cool thing. It's a snow league. It's the first ever professional winter sports league. It's dedicated to snowboarding and free skiing. And it's going to kick off in Aspen. And it starts on Friday. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like golf. You know how like they do golf circuits? Well, they're doing this with snowboarding and skiing.
Yeah, they've got big prizes too, they said.
$1.6 million.
How much?
$1.6 million.
Ooh, I got to practice.
Well, you're not pro yet.
Yeah,
it's a pro series.
I've never been on a board.
You haven't?
No, I know it's a shocker with my athletic ability.
It's painful. When you catch an edge, let me tell you, there's no time to put your hands down. You just, oh, God. Yeah. So anyway, so this is kind of cool. It's kind of like set up like the golf leagues where they're going to go to different resorts and they're going to compete against each other. I will tell you, I've been seeing these amazing tricks. What they're doing now, they have four different kind of events, right? What they do is they come out of the chute, right? And at the peak of either the bowl or whatever they're going down, the half pipe, they hit, like one guy, he goes down on his hip. Somehow he lifts his body up off of his hip and then he does a flip. Not off of the board, but off of his hip. He throws a trick.
That's crazy.
Is that so weird? So he comes out regularly snowboarding, right? Snowboarding. He goes down on his hip at the peak of the hill and then rotates and throws a total full thing.
I can do that.
Well, no, you fall down on your hip, but you fell down at 7-Eleven.
next to the Slurpee machine.
He slipped on a Slurpee.
Floor was wet. I slipped on a Slurpee.
On the blue one. That's my favorite one. Although I will tell you, I got a Slurpee the other day.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed. It was a little runny.
No kidding.
Yeah, I left it at the counter.
They're hit or miss.
Yeah. I was like, oof. And I just left it on the counter. I was like, yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, they are. And you know what I can't figure out? How to put that lid on correctly because it always goes left and then right and left and right. I can't get a solid seal, and then so I can't fill up the dome.
It really needs to be redesigned.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You cannot
get that damn dome on there.
Yeah,
it just won't stay.
Well, and the lids have got so cheap now that they're so thin that they virtually don't stay on at all.
Yep, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Well, I'm just saying, when you get on there, and
it won't stay on.
That's why I said it went left and then it went right. Because we'll stay
on. Still have Meghan Markle on the brain, pal. That's what we're saying.
I can't fill up the dome, and so I feel ripped off.
Yeah.
And when it's running, you certainly can't fill up the dome.
No.
Just runs down the sides.
Are you done?
Whoa, I was doing a whole Slurpee tutorial.
I know
you
were.
It was my TED Talk on Slurpees.
Just saying.
Yes, there you go, tablet trash.
All right, don't forget the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We're going to be there with beads.
Woo-hoo!
Our float is being built by Rinky Brothers over in Littleton. They do an incredible job.
Yep.
Pressure's on. We got to win again.
Right?
We got to win the best float again. All right, it's next Saturday, not this Saturday, the 15th downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade. Everybody knows about it. Jamie and I, Carson Spadil, will all be there with beads. Details coming up right.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is Ash Wednesday. Today is Ash Wednesday. Lent begins tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of ash heads.
Yeah, ash heads.
Yeah, with a little dot on their forehead.
Oh, yeah. I heard that wrong. All right, so there's breaking news this morning. I had no idea that this kid was missing, but a boy that's been missing for 14 years has been found in Douglas County.
This is the weirdest story. I need details.
We don't have too many details because it's breaking news right now on Fox 31. Spadil, you're looking into it. I know Carson's looking it up.
Yeah, I'm seeing that the kid was kidnapped in 2017 by what they call his non-custodial mother.
Yeah.
And that they just found him recently. I'm reading more into that.
He was found in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's crazy. Why weren't we looking for him?
I've not heard of this.
Yeah, I didn't even. When was he taken?
2017.
And
maybe
you know
they
where?
Just.
Douglas County?
He was taken there?
Or.
How come we weren't looking
maybe,
for him?
Maybe it was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We might have assumed that it was just gone. Well, if he's out of Atlanta, we wouldn't really know that much about it to begin with, right? So, to be found here in Colorado, that's the big story, I guess.
And it looks like two people have been charged with kidnapping.
Wow, that is nuts. Here I am over here trying to look up.
What are you looking up?
Well, it's the top five things that successful people do. And you know what one of them is?
What?
Surround yourself with the best people you can find. So, I'm out. It says people that are highly successful surround themselves with the best people they can find and the right influences.
Sounds like a slam.
No. You know, don't you love those lists, though? This is from Tony Robbins, and it's just this list of the top five things that the most successful people do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Tony, calm down. Like, just a little bit calm down. So it says, they prime their minds for success every morning when they wake up. So you wake up and you go, I'm going to be successful.
Yeah, it's not the way I wake up.
You know what? It's funny. Okay, it's funny that we are talking about this because this morning I woke up and I was like, I am in a horrible pattern of fighting mornings. I've been fighting mornings my whole life, right? I've been doing this for 800 years.
And yeah, you still fight it?
I fight it every morning. I hate it.
No kidding.
And I've been doing this for 100 years and I cannot stand it. I cannot stand the alarm going off. And I literally fight it so much that it goes off. Sometimes I'll even set it for 2 more minutes. Alexa, set my alarm for 2 more minutes. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
What? Two. What does two get you? What, 120 seconds?
Yeah. That's not me at all. That when I wake up, I'm up.
I'm not.
I'm done. It's time to get out of bed. I don't reset the clock. I don't do any of that.
I just bit my tongue. Anyway, this morning I was like, all right, I got to get a new plan because this is like torturing myself every damn day. I'm like, Alexa, what time is it? She'll tell me. I'll be like, Alexa, 4 more minutes. Set the alarm for 4 more minutes.
It's just torture. Yeah.
It is. It's pure torture. And so I'm like, I got to get a new plan because this is just such a rut that I've been doing for 100 years. And so I got to find a new way to
wake up. I don't know if you can.
I know.
I think you're just set in that you're, some people are morning people. And some people aren't.
I'm a night person.
And you're a night person. I am. Yeah. And for you to adjust your, you know, your circadian rhythm or whatever it is, I don't think it's possible.
I know, I gotta find a because then once I'm up, I'm fine. I'm happy and everything's great. And I love, you know, driving to work and everything because I turn up the radio and everything's, you know, I'm happy. I'm awake. But I don't know that. Oh my God. I just go like, I literally say to Alexa, I have told her out loud, I hate you. Wow. It's just say, I don't understand.
And you have guns. You're lucky you haven't shot her.
I know.
Can you imagine getting up and being so angry you shoot Alexa?
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, I'm gonna try to get up with Tony Robbins, and I'm going to prime my mind for success morning.
I do have to do that, too. I do need to change mine because when I wake up every morning, I think the same thing. I need to get more positive when I come out of bed.
Okay.
Because every morning I get up, first thing I think is, I got to pee. I do. And I need to come out of bed.
Yeah, that's not on the list.
I need to get more, you know, ambitious.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, St. Patrick's Day, a week from this Saturday, the 15th. We'll be downtown. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be so much fun. Belco. A big sponsor for us, Ranky Brothers. They're building the float for us. We have beads. You make signs. You know how it works.
Yeah, so make sure you make a sign that says, BJ and Jamie bead me. And when we see the sign, we will shower you with beads.
You want some good news?
I love good news.
Those astronauts in space are coming home next week.
Wait, oh.
They're going to get them.
Oh, I hope.
Going to get them.
I hope it goes okay.
Living up here in this very unique place with gives you an amazing perspective.
We came up prepared to stay long, even though we planned to stay short. It's been fascinating. It's been amazing. We feel so fortunate to train on 4 different spacecraft.
We've been really pretty lucky if you look at it and step back from, you know, in our careers and see what interesting things that we've got to do. That's it's pretty spectacular.
I think those two like each other.
I'm thinking something else, which is, what was it, the Apollo movie or Intergalactica or whatever? Which movie was it where they couldn't get the guys down because they had to fit the square peg into a round hole? Do you remember that part of the movie?
Was that Apollo?
And then they had to dump all the parts on there, and they told all the engineers, figure out how to get this square into
this. It's Apollo 13.
Apollo 13. Yeah. So that's kind of what we have going on there, because the suits that they're wearing don't fit Elon's ship. So that's why it's taken so long, is because his ship has a different kind of connector than the NASA or whatever, you know, whatever they're on. So they've had to try to figure out how to, and so I hope it goes okay.
I do too. Yeah. I did see yesterday they were talking about when they come back here and what they have to go through. You know, when they went up there, they were only going for 8 days, and they've been up there for 9 months now. And so they didn't train for 9 months. They trained for an 8-day voyage, right? So they're up there now, and they're saying when they land back here, they will have to be put on stretchers, taken to a hospital and to a rehab facility, and will take them months to learn how to walk.
Don't they lose bone mass up there?
Yeah.
All the time.
And they're saying that they, you know, obviously with whatever, you know, they ingested, you know, to prepare for this trip, that they were nowhere near prepared for 9 months.
They should have had some Tang.
Yeah. They say that Tang is really good stuff.
Well, it has some calcium
up
in
there,
it.
Yeah.
We are just feel fortunate and thankful, though, that we have seats, and we'll be coming home, riding the plasma, splashing down in the ocean. So that's what we're looking forward to.
I have two Labrador retrievers.
Will you listen?
Oh, sorry.
These people stranded in space, and you're over there rambling about Tang.
I realize they like stopped making Tang when I was a little kid. Right? Didn't it have some like chemicals that kill you or something?
This guy's talking about coming home. Home. He's been in space for 9 months with this woman that he doesn't even know.
Right now, Gunnar and Rotor, who have been having boy time with my husband, and I think they'll be very happy for mom to come home.
Yeah, she has to say hi to her husband.
Tang is still sold.
That other...
Wait, what?
Never mind. Never mind. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. You're going where to do what? What are you talking about? You're watching these videos.
What?
Where are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to Loom.
Who?
Loom. The Loom.
What is the Loom?
It sounds like loons, but it's Loom. It's a robot that puts on your eyelashes.
Don't do that. I feel like it's going to poke your eye
out. Me too. I'm super scared. So you go in this machine, right? It looks like an MRI machine, right? And you lay down. It's L-U-U-M. You lay down in this like MRI machine, and then these robotic arms go eep, boop, beep, beep, boop, and it was and they put on your eyelashes.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because I'm going to go see my son anyway. So
where'd you see this?
On the interweb. www.nutjob.com.
So wait a minute. Yeah. So you're going to be out in California to begin with.
Right.
Because you're seeing your son.
Right.
And then they have this procedure out there that you've been looking into.
They only have two locations, San Jose and San Francisco.
Can't you just walk into some strip mall shop here where they have, you know, nails and lashes and just get it done there?
Well, I know, but wouldn't it be cool to be like the first person in Colorado be like, what happened? And I, you know, I can't see you anymore because my eyes were poked out. I went to that Loom place in San Francisco.
That's going to be a great story.
You should see it, though, BJ. This machine is wackadoodle.
Now, have you read some of the reviews of some of the people that actually went?
Well, it's so new that it doesn't have a lot of reviews. It's like so new.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
It doesn't have a lot of reviews, but you're going to go out there and do this?
It looks cool.
I don't think I would, Jamie.
All right, so look, you lay down, and then these robotic arms come over your eyes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they hold your eyelid down like a...
Jamie.
And then this one, I was like, whoa, blinkety blink. And then this one... And then blinkety blink.
I feel like this is something you don't want to test run. Okay? This got to deal with your eyes.
We're on the radio. You can get up out of the floor. She's laying down in the floor with a microphone in her face.
I'm showing how I'm in this. Yeah.
Stop.
I'm just,
I don't know if this is a good idea.
I think it's
you might want to.
I have blonde eyelashes.
You might want to. Okay, here's what you might want to do. When you get out there to Cali and you're out there to see your son and you decide to run over there to Loom to get your eyelashes, maybe what you do is park out front. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And wait for a couple of patients to come out of there, you know, and then size them up and go up and look at them, look at their face and ask them a few questions about it. Maybe do a little bit of homework is all I'm saying.
You know me. I'm spontaneous Jame. Dun, 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 with my cape on. I'm going to try it out for the people. And
really?
So then I'll come back and bring the technology here. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So you buy a machine, maybe open up a shop where you actually do it for people?
Well, or I
like a franchise?
Or I do, I talk to specialaestheticsinc.com and go, hey, you guys need this machine. And I'll go blinkety blink.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we got to get that.
Yeah, they're in that biz.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much.
You may never see us again. I mean, literally see us.
I'll be okay with that.
You'll be blind.
You know, have you ever thought about what would happen if you were blind?
No.
You haven't?
No,
like sometimes
really.
You don't wake up and you can't see anything. You're those would be really, like somebody could take all your money out of your, how do you figure out your bank account? How do you figure out what you owe? And like, you know how you had your bill? How do you figure out like what that bill is?
Well, some of us quit drinking. Sounds like you wake up that way sometimes.
No, but you haven't.
Like after a night of Trulies.
No, I told you like when I used those Glad bags. Remember that stuff like that made my eyes swell shut?
Yeah.
But haven't you ever like thought about like, oh my God, what if I ever go? No, just me.
No, I've never really.
Okay.
I will say this. When I went in to get the LASIK surgery, yeah. I did think of it then. That's the only time. I went in and got the LASIK. And for the first several hours afterwards,
yeah.
You're blind. You really are.
That's crazy.
And my biggest fear was that your sight never comes back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what did I do? Oh, my God, did I make a mistake? But then when it clears up, boom, it looks great.
But at least we're lucky enough to know what stuff looks like when people describe it or whatever. I always wonder, like, when you're born blind, like, what do you think thing? Because you don't even know what that word means to look at something. I'm really getting deep here. I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm on an acid trip, I think.
You take a nap, and I'll punch this button.
Okay, fine.
Okay? There we go. All right. Now we've got it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
BJ and Jamie.
Way to go.
Well, I have to fix something because I stumbled all over a name, and I love these people, and so I feel really bad, so I want to fix it. So it's facialaestheticsinc.com. That's where I go. It's again, it's facialaestheticsinc.com. I mean, look at me. I mean,
you
have you ever
great.
Seen? I right.
You really do.
No,
you
I'm not great. Even kidding. My girlfriends, they're like, well, two of them went after I came back because they're like, dude, your face looks so good. I'm like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, it looks really
so
good.
So that's where I go. So again, I stumbled all over it and just slaughtered that word. So it's facialaestheticsinc.com. And so go online, you can see everything they offer, and you can look like this. Okay?
That's the first time I've ever seen Spadil come in here and yell at you.
He yelled at me?
Yeah, about the name.
Oh, I didn't hear him yell at me.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like he came in kind of like a little mouse.
Oh, maybe that too.
I just wanted you to know that you said that.
Felt like a yell to me.
Wait, that's a yell for him? I just wanted to tell you you said the name wrong. I'm like, oh, crap, sorry. And so that wasn't really...
Man, with that skin that you have now...
I know.
When you get those big eyelashes that are like 4 feet long, man, that's going to look good.
Well, yeah, I know. Because I'm going to be what they call a... total package.
You and Lumi. All right.
Yep.
Do you remember a punk band? I don't remember. Okay. Faster Pussycat.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember them?
Yeah.
All right.
From from Nam.
I think they're from the 80s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I couldn't tell you any. I just remember that name. And I remember, like, probably seeing a shirt at one of the, Salvation Army stores.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking, that's a funny name, Faster Pussycat.
I think I've seen the name before, but I couldn't tell you what they sing or what. I have no idea. But the lead singer is in a little bit of hot water right now. You see, they've been playing cruise ships.
Oh, God.
They're an 80s punk band, but they get booked for these cruise ships, much like the Backstreet Boys and all those guys. Well, they have their own themed little party they go out on with these ships. Well, the first night out was Sunday. They left the port in Miami on Sunday. His girlfriend, his fiance, the lead singer, his fiance falls overboard from the balcony of their room.
Oh.
They can't find her. She's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, this is, hey, way to bring up an uplifting story.
Yeah. No. I'm getting to what I think because denying it had anything to do with it. He pushed her. There's no doubt.
You cannot say that.
Why not?
Like, literally, you cannot say
that. I can say my opinion is.
No, you can't.
My opinion is.
No, I don't think you can say that either.
The lead singer of the band Faster Pussycat, Tammy Down, is facing an unbelievable loss. His fiance, Kimberly Birch, is presumed dead after falling off an 80s-themed cruise.
He pushed her.
which departed Miami March 2nd. Kimberly's mother, Carnell Birch, confirms the tragic event to TMZ and says her daughter had been looking forward to the cruise, adding that Tammy had called her on March 3rd to deliver the news. TMZ reports Kimberly's body remains missing. Before the cruise, the couple had enjoyed celebrating Valentine's Day together, using the occasion to express their love for one another. One day before her reported fall, she shared a selfie featuring her and Tammy to Instagram, writing, "We made it to the 80s cruise." Kimberly was 56 years old.
Well, they're leaving something out of the story.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. They had Valentine's Day. We made it to a loving little selfie together. We made it to the cruise.
According to the mom, which they don't say there, this woman called her mother and said she had just had a very heated argument with her boyfriend. This was about 30 minutes before she fell.
Really? Why didn't they say that? You're just making crap up now.
I am not making the crap up.
What's your source?
It was
that
in the story.
In the story,
yeah.
Right, Carson?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
There was a heated exchange between the two.
Yes. We know our faster pussycats. This guy just looks guilty to me.
Wow.
Is that crazy, though?
Yeah. Well, maybe she just had it.
Well, and there is a theory, though, that she jumped herself.
That's what
that
I'm saying.
That she was done with it, and she's like, I'll show you, and I'll jump.
Yeah.
That's a bad move.
Well, I think sometimes you think you can make it.
Yeah, they rarely find these people when they fall off of a cruise ship. You know, I mean, how far have you gone before you realize that, you know, Linda's missing?
Yeah.
Where the hell is she?
Linda?
No, her name was something else.
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Aww.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't think of the name. So
that's awful.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, there is more to this story.
She said,
it just doesn't make sense for her to fall.
I just looked it up. She said her daughter was not suffering from depression or emotional issues at the time and was excited for the trip. Huh. Oh, man.
It would be hard to prove that, though, you know?
I guess Adamant was on there, too.
What? Adamant?
And Men at Work. And even Tiffany.
They were on the boat?
That's what it says.
I didn't see the guest lineup.
I bet Tiffany did it.
Yeah, Adamant wouldn't do something like that. He's a nice guy. Yeah. That's crazy.
What about the Men at Work? You know,
I've never trust them. Never. Never.
All right, this isn't even funny. This poor lady
Who
died.
Who can it be now?
Oh my God.
Remember that? All right, but I think
Remember
you're going to get
sexy Adamant was with all that makeup on.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah, that was before like it was a whole trans thing and going on in the world. But you're like, damn, you're hot with that makeup on.
It was cool then, right? But I think you're going to get more to this story simply because something doesn't add up. It doesn't add up for her to have that argument 30 minutes before and then 30 minutes later she's out there in the ocean bobbing. Nah, not good.
You know, the thing is though, I think when you have cocktails and stuff and you're in fight with somebody, you're like, screw it. This seems like a good idea. And I'll hold on and act like I'm going to jump, but I'm not going to jump and wait for him to save me. And then they hit a wave. That's not funny. I'm being serious.
It just sounds like something you'd do. That's the reason I'm laughing. That sounds like a Jamie White move,
well,
doesn't it?
A
couple of trulies.
Yeah.
She's hanging over the edge. Help. Save me, Larry. Save me.
And then boom, boom.
And then you hit a bump, and there goes Jamie. She's gone.
I'll be sorry, my baby.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
That's right. Here at Alice 105.9, we play the most, just the saddest songs you've ever heard in your life.
Are you okay?
That is the most depressing song on the planet.
I don't listen to the words.
You don't?
It's a good beat, though. Easy to dance to.
You can't dance to that.
What? You can slow dance.
I was 7 years old.
I like to slow
Father
dance.
Father always told me.
I hadn't heard that song in a while.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like it.
We're the oldie station now.
I liked it.
All right. Well, you didn't even know it was playing until
I
told you.
I was out of the room.
So that's
I wish
lie.
I'd been here for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really great. All right. Anyway, listen to this. A guy has swallowed $80,000 worth of Tiffany & Company jewelry. $800,000. He swallowed $800,000 worth of diamonds. Listen to this. Now,
why did he do that?
Well, I'll tell you why. He went in and he said, hey, look, I rep a basketball player, and he's looking for some items for his wife. He said the basketball player's name and all this stuff. He said for Orlando Magic player. And he said, I'm repping him. And he sent me in to buy his wife some stuff for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And so she started showing the guy like different diamonds, 8-carat rings, earrings. And he just grabbed it all and he swallowed it.
Right there in front of her.
And left.
And left. Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
How do you do that? How do you
like
swallow
this? Let me show you.
A necklace?
Let me...
You know, this show, I'm ready to go home. I really am.
I'm just telling you, that's
I'm
how you
ready
swallow. Yeah.
$800,000 worth?
$800,000.
It must have been like three pieces that were worth a lot of
money.
Well,
two of the diamond rings were both 9-carat each.
Ooh,
so
that's
you know,
a lot,
that's,
isn't
yeah, yeah, yeah. You're that $400,000 each right there, probably.
Okay,
you know, something like that, $300,000, whatever. And then he also swallowed some earrings that were worth $160,000. Oh, so I was about right. So the two diamond rings. The two diamond rings were worth $600,000. The earrings were $160,000.
Okay, there you go.
So actually,
not that that's, you know, that's pretty impressive to begin with, but...
But it wasn't like a big diamond necklace.
Yeah, I pictured it like a necklace, like a sword swallower.
Yeah, or whatever,
Swallower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, moving on, Trump spoke last night, and the weirdest thing happened, you guys. I watched it for a little bit. Got kind of bored, but it was at the very beginning. It was super interesting at the beginning because I found out a lot.
What'd you find out?
Well, you know, if you're a know-it-all, you can't ever learn, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to accept what, like, when somebody is up there and you need to be open-minded to learn new things. Last night, I learned that Democrats and Republicans don't like each other.
At all. At all.
That's all I really learned. Like, at all. Exactly right. Like, not even an option.
Like, there's no common ground.
They cannot put politics down to even agree on any. They couldn't agree on a sandwich if they had to.
No, nothing.
They can't agree on anything.
I mean, it was really interesting. I was like, oh my God. And I'm talking both sides, you guys. We're talking the most stubborn people you've ever met in your life. I mean, nobody had any wiggle room on either side.
No.
It was like, oh, God.
It doesn't matter which party. It does not matter.
Saying,
you can have a Democrat president or you can have a Republican president.
Yeah.
The other side just hates them. Hates them.
It is just really, I mean, it's just really interesting. I feel like, and can I just compliment me for a minute?
Yeah.
I really feel like I try to listen to both sides.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think that Schmidil and you would agree that I listen to both of you guys equally.
Yeah, I would.
You know,
I wouldn't listen to Schmidil very much if I were you.
No, but I do. I even ask him questions.
Yeah, she does all the time.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just
because
telling her.
Because I want to know, like, what...
Yeah, what this side has to say. And,
Yeah. But I'm just trying to point out that she might be wasting her time.
No, because I really want to be fair about it. No, I want to... That's how you learn.
You don't want to hear his point of view on any of this.
Do.
No, you don't. No, you
I really
don't. No.
have questions. Like, I'm
crazy.
Like, so what's
it's
the
silly.
What's the angle on that? Well, because he's a hardcore
what
Democrat
angle?
And you're a hardcore Republican. And so I want to know both of you guys, like, why does this affect you that way? And why
I got the answer.
Oh, my God.
I'm right. He's wrong. What else you need to know?
No, I'm right. You're wrong.
What else do you
get
need
right.
to know?
But here is
what else do you need to know?
Well, here's what I have learned with working with a Republican and a Democrat, okay?
Yeah.
This is what I have learned. I have to ask Schmidil about questions about Democrats. I have to actually ask him, like, so why is this a problem about Elon? You know, like, I wanted to know, like, why is it a problem and what's going on?
With Doge and all that.
Yeah, and he explained some things, and I go, oh, I actually get that. Right? Did I not say that?
Yeah, you exactly said that.
Yeah, because I understood some of his opinions about it. Whereas you, I don't ask you anything, you just tell me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah. Exactly. And again, I'm right. He's wrong.
Right. Yeah. So it's been very interesting. Yeah. I just try to listen to everybody, their opinions. I still don't know what Carson rolls. I think he is think he's an atheist.
The only thing he wishes for is that Meghan Markle is president one day.
Think about that, Meghan. Meghan the Duchess of Sussex.
Madam Markle?
Yeah, Madam Markle.
She is the first female president of the U.S. Come on.
Oh, God. We're bringing this up because Carson watched the Meghan Sussex special.
Oh,
it's called With Love, Meghan.
If you haven't seen it, you just haven't lived.
He loved it.
Now, somebody did say that there was an awkward moment on the first episode where she said, I don't even live at this house. What happened?
She did. So right when she's like, she's having a guest come stay the night at her house, one of her longtime friends, and she's making this like almost like an overnight kind of gift bag.
Oh,
so
nice.
Like he can take a bath and like he can wake up refreshed the next morning.
He's gonna take a bath at her house.
That's what she hopes for, I guess. She hopes that her guests just wake up so refreshed.
I think I'd be pissed if somebody came to my house and took a bath. I'd be like, really? You took a bath in my bathtub?
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's Hollywood.
She's just,
maybe that's how they do it.
She cares about people so much.
And you've only seen one episode.
I know.
You've got seven more.
Yeah. I just scratched the surface of this thing.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be so many more things that I learned.
All right. Keep in mind that Carson gave a review earlier this morning. If you didn't hear it, you got to go check out the podcast. You got to, because he loved it. Best show ever.
Yeah.
Best show ever. And you'll hear it there on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to watch episode number two tonight.
Right.
And he's going to give us the same overlay, the same review at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Yep. I'll give you a breakdown.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So she's making this whole thing for her guests, right? And it was a little weird when she was like, yeah, I'm preparing everything. We're going to make everything here, and then I'm going to transport it to my actual house.
So she's filming at a fake house.
Yeah, or like her friends or something. But I see it this way, though. It's very smart what she's doing because she doesn't want to mess up her own house. I get that. You know, so you
or security.
You want to go. Well,
security, but also, like, think about, like, filming. You know, they have the truck there.
Oh, yeah.
They have to run all the wire to the truck, and then they have to tape down all the wires on the ground, and,
it's
God.
It's so invasive.
They can tear up everything.
And when you're cooking all these things,
yeah,
I mean, your kitchen's
dishes.
Just going to be a mess. So it's actually really smart what she's doing.
I'm just confused, because every review I'm seeing is calling it a turd.
Well, not
it's
when you
it's a horrible show.
Carson.
That's because...
but you're... You loved it.
These people aren't cultured that are reviewing the show.
Episode 2.
Refined like you.
Yes.
Review of episode 2 tomorrow at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
I will break it down.
All right.
The only thing that... I'll just talk to you for a second, BJ. No,
yeah.
No disrespect.
Yeah, go ahead.
But
yeah.
I'm just trying to understand something. So how does a guy go from watching Meghan Markle and really being into it and think she's amazing. She's a beekeeper. And now he's going to be a beekeeper at Hudson Gardens because you can rent a hive, I guess. And then all of a sudden you go to an Avalanche game after that.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Doesn't.
No.
It doesn't.
I don't know if you go into the bathroom, you give yourself one of those estrogen shots. you know what? Some people do that, I guess.
Is it estrogen or is it the other one? Testosterone.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to the hockey game. But when you get home, because he came home and watched it.
Okay.
So he went in and gave himself one of those, you know.
Estrogen shots and then.
Yeah, girly up a bit.
I just see it as being worldly. I like to experience different things.
It is such a swing.
I mean, you got an amazing pasta, like just a pasta dish that you can make at home, which is delightful. And then you got guys punching each other in the face. I enjoy both.
Right. Yeah, okay. You can't use the word delightful and then go to a hockey game.
7:15 tomorrow morning.
Yep. Okay.
Episode 2.
Hey, do we believe this? Do we believe that a single Flamin' Hot Cheeto shaped like a Pokemon sold for $88,000?
Yeah? Who wouldn't want the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Charizard?
Really?
Yeah, dude, it looks exactly like it. It looks like he's flying through the air.
That's a lot of money.
That's $88,000.
For a Cheeto.
What are the chances of that being formed that way?
Well, couldn't you take a big, like, Cheeto? I work at Cheetos, right? And I get a big, fat Cheeto, and I carve it with my teeth.
Yeah.
No, because I can tell that you carved it. This one's natural. It's a natural Charizard Cheeto.
How much money again?
$88,000.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? I just decided I don't like anybody I work with.
Well, when we were talking the politics thing, I told you he's dumb. Didn't I? And then he comes back and proves it for you. I told you. Didn't I tell you I'm right? He's wrong.
Wow, wow.
Well, listen to him. Listen to him. He thinks like a Democrat.
Oh my God! Stop!
Everybody loves Pokemon, man.
Oh God! This is bad.
I'm just kidding, folks.
Chill out. He is getting ish.
Ish.
And then finally, Kim Kardashian has a gigantic 60-foot blow-up doll. That's what they're calling it, and it's in Times Square, and people hate it. They're mocking her. They're like, what are you doing? This is the dumbest thing. It looks so cheap. Nobody wants to buy Skims now.
Yeah.
People are like, what are you doing? It is like cheese ball, right?
Yeah. But there's a lot of uses for it. We mentioned this earlier this morning. I think it'd be great in the Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
You fill that thing up with, you put helium in there.
And it's her, it's her 60 feet of her blown up in a bikini.
Yeah.
And it's plastic. So, I don't know.
I'd like to have it.
If it was, like, imagine you're a little kid and that's your mom. She's a blow-up doll in the middle of Times Square. in a bikini. Yeah. Like, her ass is bigger than Times Square.
Well, fortunately for her kids, there are other things out there that kind of supersedes that.
Well, that's true, too.
They'll see one day.
Yeah, like Kanye's their dad.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. All right, when we come back here, they just listed the passes for skiing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah,
no idea it was this expensive.
The Epic Pass is on sale now.
Yeah. Not the pass itself being so expensive, but looking up skiing rates, my goodness.
How long has it been since you've gone?
Oh, just not long, maybe 15 years?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've gone up.
No kidding. I thought you could ski for like $40.
Oh, yeah.
At Vail.
Yeah.
All right, next.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. And we will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's a week from Saturday. Starts at 9 a.m. downtown. And we will be there with our float, thanks to Ranky Brothers. We have beads. All you have to do is make a sign. Make a sign that says, BJ and Jamie, bead me. Boom. That's all it takes. And you get beads. It's really easy.
It is really that
easy. All right, now, these passes go on sale today, is that right?
They went on sale yesterday, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so these are the Epic Passes for skiing and snowboarding, all that crap. So it's for the first time ever, the Epic Pass, I think it's the Unlimited, just hit over $1,000 a year.
Ooh.
It's $1,051. Now, the Local Pass, I think that's at like $780, something like that.
Now, when Jamie first said this to me, because I'm not a skier, not a boarder, and I don't really know the prices anymore of what it takes to ski, but when she told me that, I said, $1,000? That's crazy. Then we started looking at just a regular day skiing pass.
So if you go regular, like if I looked up, I wanted to go to Vail today just to go skiing, it's $329 for today.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
So that's why the passes are so valuable. If, you know,
one day
is $329 today.
That's crazy.
If I go skiing March 5th today without a pass, then it's $329 an adult. Now, an adult constitutes as from 5 years old to 12 years old. So if your kid is 13, he's an adult. So he's $329.
Oh, so anything over 12 is an adult.
Yeah. And guess how much it is for kids? Just guess.
Well, if it's $300.
So I have a 6-year-old that loves to ski, which I.
6-year-old.
Which I used to. Yeah.
$40.
Right? That sounds right.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Because he's a tag along.
Yeah,
you know,
he's,
I mean, he's coming
old.
With you. He's not going to do anything. He's not going to carve up your snow.
No, he's going to be fine. $227.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
$227 for a frog to ski?
For one day.
This is Vail.
Wait a minute. So dad and son, let's say it's me and Frog, we go up there. It's going to cost us over $600 for he and I to ski.
Basically like $560, something like that. But, you add the food, $10 for a Coke.
One day.
You're for sure at $600. And without gas? Outrageous.
I had no idea. Yeah. Had no idea. Yeah. That $1,000 is a bargain.
Now, they do have all kinds of things for kids. Like, what's it called? My kid, my neighbor, she puts all three of her kids in this beef something. Beefski.
Yeah.
Beefski.
Beefski.
It's like, it's at Beaver Creek, and it's and she has three kids, and they go every weekend, and that's like not super cheap, but it's more affordable.
Yeah.
But it's like for little kids. And then I think fourth graders, I think they ski free. Isn't it fourth graders ski free?
I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think they have a thing where fourth graders ski free. So there's all kinds of deals. You just have to look for them.
I had no idea.
It's Bevo. Yeah, it's Bevo.
You go up there for a day, man. You and let's say, you know, your wife, your husband, and two kids. Jeepers.
You should put your kid in Bevo.
Yeah, Bevo?
Yeah. It's a ski program.
Yeah.
Isn't that quite a ways away?
Beaver Creek.
How far is that?
It's just right up the mountain.
That's it?
Beaver Creek. Yeah, it's like right past Vail.
All right, let's do it. No, I don't know if I'm going to do
it's
Bevo.
It's just barely past Vail. It's like the next exit after Vail.
I'm trying to make a decision right now.
Yeah.
They want me to be a baseball coach.
Oh.
For the spring. I don't know if I could do it, man. That many little seven-year-olds running around.
I think you'd be great at it.
I don't know, Jim.
I think you would love it.
I think I'd be in a fight with a parent.
No, I mean, they aren't going to like you, that's
no,
for sure.
No, they're not going to like me, Jamie. But, and then you're going to have parents that... And then you're going to have those moms that come on to the coach.
Right. Well, oh, my God.
That's and because what you're worried
you
about?
Yeah, because you look like George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah. They'll say, what did we get George Clooney for a coach?
Well,
you know, there's so much headache with this.
What you will find, to be honest with you, is you will find some of these moms like, you know, hey, because they want their kid to play more.
Yeah. Well, we can work that out. Okay, that's
a deal.
Minor. Yeah, we can make a deal on something. Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, what if I get out there and it slips? You know how sometimes things will just slip in my brain, right?
Yeah.
What if I get out there
hey,
and...
Hey, toots!
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not only that, but let's just say that one kid, little Johnny, he's still in the dugout. I never played him the whole game, and I didn't realize it. Then all of a sudden, Dad's upset because his son didn't get to play that day. You know what I'm saying?
I'm more worried about you saying like, oh my God, I'm so sick of all these broads showing up to this game. That's what I'm more worried about.
There's a lot of mistakes that could happen here. They don't need me on that field.
That's what I'm worried about.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up. Coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, we're exhausted. We work so hard around here.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm just exhausted, Jamie. I'm just talking about all the effort that you and I put in every day.
I mean, we give it our all. I think.
And I'm so looking forward to Carson's review tomorrow morning.
I know, me too.
Of the Meghan Markle show, because he loved it.
Yeah.
Now, he's a little bit against the grain here, because I'm seeing a lot of people that don't like it. And I can't really figure out which one to believe here.
I think we should call his review, since it's called With Love, Meghan. His review should be called With Love, Carson.
Oh.
I love the ring to that.
Beautiful. And you might, you know, just for the studio, when you do your review, you might want to bring in one of those honey candles or what is it she makes?
Beeswax candles.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get fire that up and let that run while you do your little update.
Set the mood.
Yeah.
I like it. I like all of it.
All right. That's tomorrow morning at 7:15. He's going to watch episode 2 tonight.
Perfect.
Right. Anything else we need?
There was something and it was... Oh, yeah. I was thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
I'm supposed to say a number?
Well, yeah.
7.
Nope, that's not it. All right, anyway, that was it.
I swear, Jamie. I swear. Some days...
I know.
I just can't... I can't do it some days.
I know.
Spadil.
I know.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Spadil. He's playing in a paintball tournament. Raymond James Stadium.
Yes.
That is this weekend. He's headed to Tampa Bay today. Stadium paintball.
Yeah, I'm going to play where the Bucks play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
He waits to tell you that part. It's
a long pause. Yeah.
Yes. You are going to play with the Bucks fans park.
Yeah. Good luck. Go get him.
Thank you.
This is the Bucks fans park.
The dumbest show ever. All right, you guys. Well, good luck down there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy Florida. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.